The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, a state funeral the likes of which we have never seen before has ended. Now the funeral procession is underway. Joining us right now with the latest from London, ABC News correspondent Tom Rivers. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, quite a display. A state funeral like no other that has been planned literally, Paul, for decades.
Yeah.
Operation London Bridge is what they call it. And in essence, they had it down pat. They said, if something were to happen, what do we do? So they had the playbook there. You know, obviously they would tweak it every few months, depending on new details, et cetera, et cetera. But the funeral service was basically, worked on by the Queen. She said she hates long funerals. She hates, somber funerals, dark funerals. It was uplifting. And the Archbishop of Canterbury, among those, saying, look, you know, her life was one of service, and that's a very positive, enriching thing, and that's your takeaway, people. She lived her life to the full, just like everybody else can.
In terms of attendance, I mean, we had heads of state from all over the world and royalty as well.
Well, exactly. I mean, British subjects are saying, she affected our lives. If the world leaders want to come over, that's fine, but this is our queen. That's mm-hmm. their take. And, of course, the queen, interacted with, as head of church, head of the armed forces. She interacted with so many people over the years. You tap any family on the shoulder, and they will say, yes, I was in the service, or my dad was, or my uncles were, or my grandfather was. And they, met certain members of the royal family, et cetera, et cetera. So it's kind of in the DNA of the Brits, and of course she was commander-in-chief for 70 years and 7 months. It's not like a lot of other countries where your commander-in-chief is there for 4 years or 8 years, a lot longer in the case of the UK.
Logistically, I mean, obviously, as you said, Tom, this has been planned out for a very long time, just in terms of bringing this many people together in one place, there were a lot of safety and security concerns, weren't there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, very much. If you think of it, say there's a unilateral trip, in a month, and the president may come back. It's a security nightmare for one world leader.
Mm-hmm.
Compounded by 200 with world leaders from, the four corners of the world being here at the same time, at the same place. It is a mess. Having covered, say, the Olympics 10 years ago here, security was an issue. Platinum Jubilee, 3 months ago, it was an issue. Diana's funeral, security, it was an issue. Nothing, but nothing, like the security they've thrown on in London today. This is off the charts. Yeah. And so far, so good. Everything has been done properly and done well.
This is the end of the 10-day mourning period, correct? Everything will return sort of to normal after today.
Kind of has to. There's so many pressing problems here. Inflation is so much higher here than in the States. Cost of living issues, energy prices, much higher than in America. So the government has to, they've been away from Parliament for 10 days. It's like roll up your sleeves, get back to, take a reality pill and start solving some problems here. So yeah, that's kind of the next page of this unfolding story.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll be watching it and listening to your reports. Tom, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for being with us.
Take care, Paul.
You too. Bye-bye.